Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
It's Sonia. This is Tawana with the Fordham Home Tech Office. How are you?
I'm good, Ms. Tawana. How are you been?
I've been all right. Thanks for asking. I was calling in for a couple of delivery fees, if you can take care of them. If not, I'll, you know, do what you can, and then I'll just call back.
This is Ms. Tawana, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Tawana, this is Sonia. You know I'm going to take care of you. You know I'm going to take care of you.
I was pretty sure, but I didn't want to just assume.
It's
know?
Me. It's me. I'm always here. It's me.
It's because your name. My sister's name is Sonia. We say Sonia, but it's pretty much the same.
Of course, and that's the way it's supposed to be pronounced, but I'm down in the South. Yep, and my aunt came from North Carolina, and she named me Sonia Denise, so you are right. Pronounce it Sonia.
Ain't that something? Now, Sonia is my older sister's name. She's number one. I'm number two.
Okay.
And our mother's name is Denise. Ain't that
oh,
something?
Look at that. See, it was meant to be. It was meant to be.
Is something?
Yes, ma'am. All right, go ahead with the first one for us.
All right, the first one is going to be 803. I'm sorry, I'm giving you the phone number. 071 2 B as in Bravo 6 B as in Bravo E as in Edward.
All right. All right, and this is for Washava. Mo, okay. 209 Gale Pond. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And you're requesting a delivery fee on this one?
Yes, ma'am. We only delivered the microwave. The range was not at the store. They didn't know where this customer's range was. They assumed Geek Squad may have taken it out.
Okay.
But they didn't. It's not the house, so she has to deal with Best Buy on that part. But, yeah, we left the microwave. So we need a delivery fee on that. She has tile backsplash, so it needs to be assigned to a specific technician.
Okay.
So we left it there so we can send the other tech out, but this other tech can't go back out. He can go on Saturday. So we can get the delivery fee for today, and if you could reschedule it for Saturday, that would be great.
Okay. And that's going to be until next Saturday.
This Saturday, the 17th.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment. All right, I have it notated now. Let me go ahead and add the delivery.
Okay.
And we're going to reschedule it as well, right?
Yes, ma'am, for Saturday.
Okay. Okay. Yep, it'll let me add it now. All right, Ms. Tawana, we have the delivery fee updated on the order, and let's go ahead and get it rescheduled. So it's going to be the Holloway as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so we have the customer rescheduled for the 17th. We have your delivery charge updated on the order for the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I got pictures without, I have to send them to Kendra, our AM, for her to add them on because she's still using eTracks, and eTracks is not allowing him to update pictures.
Okay.
But I'll get them added so that way they can approve the fee in billing.
Okay. All right. No worries. Okay. And I'm ready for the next one.
All right, the next one is 071237, F as in Frank, 4. And that's for Ed Madden.
Okay, 1906 Melissa Lane.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and how can I help on this one?
All right, this unit was too big, so it doesn't fit. But we did leave it on site. So we're asking for a delivery fee on this one as well.
Okay.
He's supposed to get someone to come in and modify the cabinet. And then there's also a piece of the, you know, the trim that goes around the doorway.
Yes.
It's right where the cabinet for the wall oven is right on the wall where the door is. And that trim that goes around the door is going to have to be removed in order to get that oven out of there. The customer is aware of it because we did a measure.
Okay.
And he told him that at the time of the measure that trim is more than likely going to have to be removed because if not, we're going to damage it trying to get that oven out of there. So he asked us to leave it, said he'll get somebody in to do the modifications, and they might get that person to see if they can install it as well. If not, then they'll call us back.
Okay.
So I guess we can just put it on hold until, well, unable to complete, and they can decide what they want to do. But I don't want a damage claim, so.
Okay, so we'll just put that. He's going to hire a personal contractor to cut the trim?
Yeah, cut the trim and modify the cabinets because they're going to have to, like, lower the baseboard and cut the width. And there's quite a few things that needs to be done.
Okay.
More than what we do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have that updated on this order, and we need to just place it in a pending client reschedule status.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Or unable to complete, whichever one.
Well, it looks like Best Buy has already done it.
Okay.
I think they actually have it in an invoice status. They actually canceled the electric wall oven in the hallway, and the measure was invoiced.
Gotcha. Okay,
yes,
so maybe the customer called in and canceled it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we have that notated on our end here for you.
Okay, and you got the delivery charge on that one?
No, hold on one moment. I knew it was something.
And then I got just one more, and then
okay.
Hopefully for the night. Well, that's not it for work for the night because I'm going to be on the computer for the next several hours.
Okay. Now, why won't you?
It might be because they canceled it out.
Yep, and it's not. Let's see if it'll let me do a little bit here. See if I could get around it. Oh, yeah. Nope. Because it's going to put that for a date in the past. We don't want that. Let's see if it'll let. Nope.
Let me see.
Because I may. I'm going to send an email. Yep, I'm going to send an email. I'm going to make sure. Okay. And I'm just sending an email over requesting Regional to update the delivery charge on the order for you.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. One moment. And
Okay, and see,
there's.
I can't even change the status. I'm in this order. I can't even change the status on the product.
No,
Because
because, yeah, they have it as. Yeah, they have it as the entire order is like invoiced. Like they canceled it. Yes, ma'am. So they canceled the install.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have canceled it. Yeah.
They were supposed to do because we left the product there. So the product is supposed to be in completed status.
Yes.
So it comes off the inventory.
And he's in South Carolina, so that's EA. Last mile. Nope. XPO install. I'm just thinking about Home Depot. Okay, and this is delivery charge update. All right. All right, so I have that email over requesting them to update the delivery charge on the order for you. So let me just put here, sent an email. All right, Ms. Tawana, I'm ready for that next order when you are.
Okay, the next one is, hang on, McCorkle 071310, D as in David, F as in Frank.
Okay. It's for Linda McCorkle, 984 Rolling Green Lane.
Yep, that would
be
it.
All right, how can I help on this one?
All right, that one is just a trip charge. What did they say they needed on that one? Oh, they need cuts as well. They need two cuts on the whip.
Okay.
Customer's going to decide what they want to do. We couldn't guarantee them that Best Buy is going to cover the charges for those cuts. And we did advise them, you know, we can call it in and see if they would add it. But if they refused, you know, because it's modifications that's needed in the home,
yes,
that they would be responsible for paying for those cuts. I also gave them the cost of the cuts because I have the upcharges on those cuts. And they're supposed to decide what they want to do and call back. But they didn't want us to leave the unit there. So this one is just a trip charge.
Okay.
And we'll be bringing the unit back to the store.
All right.
Probably tomorrow.
All right, so the customer was advised to contact Best Buy
mm-hmm.
on the install?
Well, for the cut.
Okay. All right, I have that notated, and let me get your trip charge updated on this one.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Wana, we have this order notated. We have your trip charge updated. We have the email sent over for your delivery charge on the last one. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And is there anything else I could help with today?
Nope. I appreciate all the help you just gave me.
It was my pleasure. You're welcome. And thanks for calling XPO and have a good night. Talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.